Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I'm your host, Chris Clemens. And you know what? This episode, y'all better get ready to work because this episode is all about stories from the workplace. And I have heard that it's going to be a wild one. Those are my favorite types of episodes because, like, I just love when we all, you know, have a little giggle about the dysfunction that is our life. If you're wondering how to be a caller on a future episode, there is a Google form in the description of every episode that you can fill out. And you never know, our producer here might just pick you. In other Chris vs. the People news, I'm so excited because on the day that this is uploaded, in 2 days, will be our 1 year anniversary since posting the first episode. April 15th, baby. I am so excited. I feel so lucky and grateful. I know I like kind of gushed a lot on the after show last week, but to be able to do this and have it be the way I want and to be like my vision and have people fuck with it makes me feel so fulfilled in a way that is like hard to even describe. I feel very lucky to be doing this with my creative husband. Justin, I hope you laughed at that one. But I love this show. And I'm literally going to New York tomorrow to finish the fucking studio in New York. I feel like all I've done is like edge you all with New York studio guests. Woo! But like, it's really coming together and I'm excited. And for it to be a year and have over 500,000 listens and however many views we've gotten, I feel very lucky. And I'm excited. This is really, not to be gay, but just the beginning. I can't wait for what's to come in the next year. Thank you for making this first year so magical and for being here from the motherfucking start. Anyways, happy birthday to us. Before I get into the episode, I'd like to remind you, if you haven't, to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, we have them up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVSThePeople. I love our video episodes. Be sure to subscribe. Let's get to 30,000, guys. And if you are watching on said YouTube channel, I want you to comment down below a crazy work story. Or if you want to be a caller, you can fill it out on the form. But I want to know. So drop some comments. And then lastly, as always, we will be recording the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon. You can subscribe by clicking the link in the description and joining the after show fam. This week's after show, I'm very excited for because it does involve the most wackadoo sort of workplace story. And maybe I'll like share a little tea at the end of the episode of what it's about. But I am so excited to have that phone call. However, before that, we have our first caller.
Hello.
Hi, Courtney. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What's your little workplace story you've got for us today?
Hi, Chris. I can tell you about a time where I sucked my coworker's dick in a motel bathroom while a bunch of our other coworkers were in the other room.
And just like that, the episode has begun. Vroom! What? I was wondering how this had to do with work, and then you were like, and the coworkers were in the next room.
They sure were.
How did this happen? Well, first of all, is it the job that you're currently working at, or is it a past job?
No, God, no. Oh my God. No.
Okay.
So this happened when I was 20. So I'm not going to age myself.
No, that's okay. But like, okay, this sounds like a story that would happen when you're 20, and like, good for you, because that's what being 20 is for.
Yes. To the TLDR, I was a very messy 20-year-old, as most of us were. This happened actually not in like a normal coworker. I feel like when people think coworker, it's like a sort of office setting. I was actually working as a camp counselor when this happened.
Yeah, you were, girl. You started a fucking fire in that motel bathroom. Woo!
I sure was, yeah.
Okay, so you did like a, was it like an outdoor summer camp kind of thing? Like,
yeah, so it was like a sleepaway camp. It was took place in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I stayed in Pennsylvania for the summer working at this sleepaway camp. I think it was like almost like a 2 month long camp.
Okay.
Which is crazy. So yeah, we like, and ate and slept all on the property.
And all of these coworkers remained the same over your 2 months? Like, it was just y'all consistently?
Yeah, well, I mean, the occasional person would get fired and would just kind of like disappear.
Maybe they were just in a motel bathroom, okay? I mean, let's not jump to conclusions.
Yeah, you know, they just were doing like recreational activities somewhere else. Yeah. but yeah, I would like to preface this did not happen on the property.
No, you said it was in a motel, girl. I don't think you're that much of a garbage trash whore.
No, I would never do that on the property with like children around. This was like some debauchery that was happening when we were off the clock.
Honey, this is Chris versus the people, not James Charles versus the 15-year-olds of California.
Right. I would say, you're going to be like, guilty, out of here.
I would hope and assume that the people have more decency than that.
And I would hope also, if that did happen, I wouldn't be calling and telling other people about it.
You know what, bestie? So fucking true. You you really dotted your I's and crossed your T's. Okay, so
that part.
So for the most part, it was the same people the entire summer.
Yes, for the most part, yeah, it was.
Okay, and then how did you guys end up in a motel?
So the way we would get, like, time off while we worked at this camp is that we would basically get, like, a long weekend off. So, like, we wouldn't get, like, you know, your standard, like, day off or whatever. I don't remember the term that they called it, but basically they would, like, kind of group us into, like, a large group of, like, employees and be like, okay, this group of employees has this weekend off.
Oh, cute. And were there no kids over the weekends? Like, were the weekends the in-between?
We would leave camp when we had, like, the weekend off. Or generally, people would leave camp when they had, like, a weekend off.
Right, but, like, there's no kids there on the weekends, are there?
Oh, no, they stay there the whole time. Yeah, they lived on camp with us.
For the whole 2 months?
Yes. Girl, it was crazy. I was really shocked that, like, some people would send their children away for that long.
No, like, I did a sleepaway camp, but it was, like, 5 days. Like, it wasn't even on the weekends, which is why I was asking, like,
yeah,
did you at least get adult time on the... Jesus, it was only weekends that you got off?
Yes.
And, wow, did you get someone off on that weekend?
I'm like, I feel like some of this that I was going through was not really legal, but you know.
You know what? What is at this point? I mean, the fucking president's doing illegal shit, so I mean.
Right, you know.
Rock on.
I was like, he gets away with way crazier shit than, you know, anyone should be getting away with. So, yeah.
So how many of you at a time got the weekend off?
I want to say the group that I was with was maybe, like, 15 to 20 people, probably.
Okay, that's, like, honestly a much better number than I was expecting. Like, I thought you were going to say, like, 5 of you, and I was like, you did not leave 3 other people in a room for you to do that in a motel bathroom next door.
No, it was like a little gaggle of us.
Okay,
like,
got
yeah,
it.
We're a little group.
That's
yeah,
fine.
So yeah, me and this group, we decided for like the long weekend that we had off that we were going to go to the Jersey Shore.
Period. I mean,
yes.
All of you have big brains. And only some of you gave brain. Okay, I will stop. I'm so sorry. I'm just obsessed with the headline you started this off with. Like, mwah, chef's kiss.
I got you hook, line, and sinker.
You really did. I'm like, okay, so we're at the motel now. Break it down, sister.
We are. So, yeah, so we drove to the Jersey Shore for the weekend and, you know, just piled a bunch of us in a car. And, you know, we all were not getting paid very well while working at this camp. So that's why a bunch of us were all like smushed into a motel room, because that is all we could afford was a motel room.
Yeah.
So I think it was just like one or two people like rented it or like booked it. And then we all just like snuck in and yeah, afterwards and just like crashed wherever you could find a space to crash.
So yours was the bathroom.
At least for a portion of it before the sleeping happened. Yes, it was the bathroom.
Okay. So you guys get to the Jersey Shore for the long weekend. I'm assuming you guys just have like a room party or something.
No, we went clubbing. We went out and did it Jersey Shore style.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Did you see any of the Jersey Shore cast?
Funny enough you say that. It was one of the summers that they were filming. So not during the day, not at night, I didn't see them. But like the following day, we went to the Shore store and they were filming in the shop.
I'm
a gag. Like, I was obsessed.
Oh my God, who was working that day?
In the shop was Snooki,
love,
Dina, and Pauly D were in there. Mm-hmm.
What a holy trinity that is.
Right. I was in my millennial glory at that point in time. I could not believe I was in front of them.
100%. Sorry, I got so sidetracked by like the Jersey Shore of it all, because if there's one thing I love more than hearing about a head in the bathroom of a motel with other people, it's reality TV. So,
because they would have been doing the same thing at that time.
No, they literally were.
When at the Jersey Shore, right? Do that.
Yeah, you guys acted accordingly.
See, that's why I was like, you know, there is some shame looking back on this story, but I'm like, what else do you do at the Jersey Shore other than that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, actually. Okay, so you guys go clubbing.
Yes. So, we went out to the bars and we're clubbing and being overserved as you do at the Jersey Shore. So, you know, we're all intoxicated. We're all pretty drunk. And like I said, we had a weekend off, so we were going to celebrate as, you know, young adults.
Oh, girl, you don't have to explain yourself for having a good time. I mean, you're talking to like the good time hotline.
Yes, that was just the mindset we were all in. So,
love.
Yeah, we're all good time drunk. So, The guy that I hooked up with was actually, obviously it was a coworker, but I was, the way the camp worked was that we had like counselors that like would look after the kids, but we also had people that would have dual roles where they would also like work activities and things like that around the camp. So I was a counselor, but I also was like the softball coach there as well. So when they would have activities for like athletics and stuff like that, I was softball girl.
The jokes are writing themselves, I fear, Courtney. I mean, like, you worked with balls, you went on a motel weekend, you played with some ball. Like, oh my God.
It was really an era.
You're killing me here.
We were slapping balls around. We sure were. But as most baseball players are, like, he was hot and, like, had, like, a really good body. Like, I had a crush on him, like, even before we, like, got to the shore. And, of course, I was, like, when I found out he was, like, had time off at the same time as me, I'm just like, oh, this is my moment.
You're like, we're packing the sexy camping shorts.
Yes, we are going to have a time. So we, you know, a bunch of us find our way back to the motel and it's messy and, you know, things are a little blurry now because of how much we consumed during that time. But, you know, people, we were all like crammed in this motel room. So there really wasn't like, you know,
a bed to like be on. So him and I found ourselves in the bathroom, and you know, like one thing led to another, and you know, things happened. You know, I was like gonna take my opportunity to do what I had to do in that moment.
No, I mean, this is all a very long-winded way of saying he came in my mouth. Like I got it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Good for you. Did he reciprocate?
You know, he sure didn't. He sure did not.
Did he have a good dick?
I don't remember.
Okay, so no is the answer to that one. Because you would remember.
I would say it wasn't bad. I mean, like, I would definitely remember if it was bad. I think it was just average.
True.
Probably an average penis. Probably.
Love that. So... Mm-hmm. Is everybody just basically hooking up in the motel room, or was it literally just you two?
I think there were a good portion of people that were hooking up. Like I said, I was in a drunken stupor at this point, so I don't really remember what other people were doing at this time. But, you know, the following morning, I heard rumblings of, like, you know, what other people were doing.
Did any of your coworkers, like, catch you guys or find out about you?
If they did, no one told me.
Period. Oh, come on. What a little head ninja.
Right? I don't know. Or I also just don't know if people were like, look, this is like what the goal of the weekend was going to be for everyone. And like...
No, it's definitely sounding like the goal of the weekend for everyone. That's why I was like, wait a sec. If there's 15 of you and you all went out clubbing, you can't be the only one with a huh in your mouth, you know?
Exactly. And it was something I also learned. Well, this is the first and only time I worked at a camp, but camp goggles are really a thing. Where it's just like, you know, we're all together for a long period of time and you're just like, well, fuck, I need to get some from somebody.
So you guys call them camp gobbles?
Camp goggles.
Oh! Babe, I straight up thought you said that it was a camp gobble and I couldn't tell if I was like impressed or almost threw up.
And what is that, like a camp orgy?
No, I think it's what you did in the motel bathroom at the Jersey Shore at the age of 20.
I was gobbling, yeah.
You were gobbling. That's why I thought I didn't. Okay, so you were saying camp goggles, like the way you saw people was softer.
Yes, because it was just us together for that time period. And, you know.
And boy, did y'all get together.
And we did. And I heard of lots of people hooking up with each other during that time that we were there. So it's a real thing.
And if that isn't the point of being 20 and horny, I don't know what it is. I mean, that sounds like a really fun, messy, messy, messy weekend at the Jersey Shore. And quite honestly, I'm here for it.
Thank you. I knew if anyone would like it, it would definitely be you.
Yeah, I mean, like, one, I'm a pervert and I love a good hookup story. But two, like, I, above all, just love a young, drunken, messy story. Because, like, that was my 20s.
Can I tell you the real gag of it all, though?
What was the real? I mean, girl, you are setting me up to
There's
like.
There's more. What? There's more.
No, babe, you can't be talking about a story of you giving head in a bathroom at a work trip and then say you want to hear the gag. No, I thought nobody heard the gag.
Let's not say work trip because there was no work happening there.
Okay, but you were all co-working in the same time at the same place.
We were. Camp counseling, but not at that time.
Yeah, that sounds worse. That sounds worse.
No.
Okay, so what's the gag?
So what I found out afterwards was, so not only did he hook up with another friend of mine later in the summer.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say later that night. I mean, men have really prepared me just for the worst case scenario.
Not that night. That would have been truly mortifying.
That would have been actually diabolical.
It would have been truly horrendous. Like, he probably would not have left that camp if I had found that out. But no, I think it was like another weekend that they had off. He hooked up with like a camp friend of mine while I was there. And then we found out and exchanged, you know, stories. But then we also found out that he had a girlfriend that wasn't there. So we both were like the other ladies that he was hooking up with while he was working at this camp.
My God!
Yeah.
What?
And I felt really bad about that.
Babe, you were throat in this man, but that really is the gag. Wow.
And I'm a girl's girl through and through, and I wish I knew her because I would have let her know. And that really made me feel bad about the whole situation.
You can't take the responsibility for a man. Like, that wasn't your place to be like, hi, this is my sit-down interview with you. Do you have a girlfriend? How long have you been? Like, that's not your job.
Yeah. We're having the casual, you know, baseball, softball conversations, and then, oh, let me fuck your dick while we're drunk conversations. We were not having, like, oh, are you in a committed relationship outside of this camp?
Yeah, and, like, I would assume that he would mention her at some point before you guys leave.
And, you know, he sure didn't.
Oh, honey. Wow. I can't thank you enough for kicking off this episode of Chris vs. the People today.
You're so welcome.
You really delivered.
Man, in comparison to the other story that I told you, what a different side of me that you've seen also.
What do you mean the other story?
Oh, so yeah, remember we talked at an earlier episode of when I got stuck on the fence.
Oh, you're Courtney on the fence at the family function.
I am Courtney that got stuck on the fence.
Courtney, you are just a fun little mystery box. Wow.
An icon and a legend and a star. I hope are worth it.
Some might even say throat goat. Who knows?
Oh, well, you know, if I have to take that title, I will, I guess.
I mean, it's better than, like, being toothy, you know? Like, ooh.
I was going to say, call me Nancy Reagan, I guess.
Why Nancy Reagan? Did she give head?
You've never heard the Nancy Reagan story?
No.
That she apparently was legendary at giving head?
Period.
You've never heard this?
Honestly, I haven't. Isn't she dead? Why would I have heard that a dead lady is the throat goat and also the first lady?
It came out after she had passed away that apparently that she was an icon in herself and that was also like a throat goat.
Oh my God, not the first lady being a throat goat.
Yeah, this was like I feel like this was a couple years ago. This was like a funny little meme that went around on the internet that they were like, oh my God, Nancy Reagan like gave great head apparently.
Honey, consider me shook. Wow. Okay. Well, that's an interesting way to end this phone call. I learned a little about you, a little about Nancy Reagan, and just a lot about life.
Yeah, that's what I do. I tell fun stories. I give interesting facts. That's me.
Not a bad deal. Well, thank you again, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It was fun talking to you again.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
God, I love y'all so much. That was absolutely enthralling because it's like no one got hurt. Well, maybe the girlfriend in that scenario, but like we never really met her. So like I'm not going to carry the cross for her, especially after Easter. Ooh. But like this is what movies should be, you know, like we don't need any more like cheesy coming of age stories. We need like coming of age and in mouths. Like that's what I'm talking about. That is being 20, young, dumb, and full of okay, I don't know why I'm in such a punny mood today, but it needs to be turned down a little because it's just not it's just not getting us anywhere. Except we do have our next caller. Before our next call, I'd like to thank today's sponsor. In this day and age, so many people own businesses, and the fastest growing businesses aren't doing more, they're delegating smarter. Upwork helps you bring in expert freelance help fast so you can delegate and keep moving. If you don't know, Upwork is a one-stop platform to find, hire, and pay expert freelancers across web and software development, data and analytics, marketing, business operations, and more. With Upwork, they help you grow your business by giving you fast access to specialized talent across over 125 categories, which means you can fill skill gaps, launch projects faster, and scale support up or down without committing to a full-time headcount. I will say I love how easy it is to browse profiles and review past work and get help scoping roles so that I can hire with confidence and get started quicker. And on top of that, with Business Plus, you can access the top 1% 100% of talent on Upwork. And you can get matched to the right freelancer in under 6 hours, which means no endless searching required, which is the most annoying part. What's great is Upwork also cuts down operational hassle by handling things like contracts and payments in one place, so you can spend more time doing what you do best, honey, running that business. It's free to sign up, posting a job is easy, and thousands of growing businesses already trust Upwork. So visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That is Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com. Now buckle up, because this next call is about to get a little interesting.
Hello,
hello. Hi, Chris. First of all, incredible name. Our parents were so unoriginal. But secondly, what is your wild workplace tale?
Oh, I had sex with not one, but two fast food restaurant managers.
And I'm assuming you worked there? Or is this like a weird kink you have?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell if it was like Pokemon where you're trying to fuck every fast food manager in your area. Okay, you worked there. That's wonderful. Like, see, I'm always fascinated when I hear stories like this, because I always think, how? I would never risk, and this is judgment by literally no means, I'm just like a literal pussy. I just don't understand. Like, how did you get to that with not one but two?
I have no idea how, but like, it didn't happen in plain sight. Although one or two of them, I probably could have gotten caught. So, yeah.
Were you doing this after closing?
One of them.
Babe.
One of them was.
How did this come to be? I know you know.
I'm going to tell you. So I was 18. It was my first job.
You're doing this at your first job? Oh my God, at my first job, I showed up like 15 minutes early every fucking day.
Well, I mean, I did that too, but...
Oh, okay, period. You just also had fun. Okay, work.
So there was this manager. We'll call him Fabio, because I legitimately cannot remember his name for the life of me.
And you know what? Fabio is such an incredible choice. Loved it.
He looked like a Fabio. He was tall, dark, handsome, completely useless at his job.
Well, yes, that is the least shocking thing. And this is a story about you having sex with two different fast food managers. So you would say, like, you were attracted to him?
I liked him a lot. Like, every time he walked in, I was giggling, blushing. My supervisor, like the one on top of him, that was not intense. I didn't mean that way.
I was like, okay, one of us is going to have to address that.
She literally pulled me aside and she was like, girl, it's written all over your face every time that man walks in here.
Oh my God. And how old was Fabio?
He had to be in his 30s.
Okay. It's not great, but it like could be so much worse.
It could, yeah.
You know?
So he just like, I guess, I never knew that he liked me too in that way, or that he found me attractive. So one day he just like told me, go downstairs and get this from the inventory. And I did. And then he's like behind me and he said, I know you like me. And I'm like, what? Really? And next thing I know, I'm downstairs in that storage area and
he's investigating your storage area.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yep. And then we went back upstairs like nothing happened.
Okay. I mean, like, that's incredible. Fantastic work.
Thank you.
Like, talk about a girl boss. First job getting what she wants. Yes.
I mean, it doesn't get better, Chris. I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow. This is like 50 Shades of Fries or something. Like, I love this. This is like, I know you like me. It's like, whoa.
It was hot. Yes, that part of it was very hot.
Okay. And then so now we're going downhill.
Yeah. So one morning we're opening and we're like in the restaurant and
he obviously, but he comes up to me and goes, bend over. And I did. And we have sex.
I'm like literally like blushing. Oh my God. This is hot as fuck. Okay, sorry. What time was this at? Like, you guys were opened?
Oh, like before even opening. It must have been like 5.
Oh, okay. So like it was just you and him in the restaurant.
Yeah. There might have been someone else, but we were in the area where like we put all our stuff and like
work. You fucking better, bitch. Look at you go. Okay, so you like fucked your manager a bit.
A couple times. Yeah. We upgraded to a hotel room.
Oh, you guys took it out of the workplace.
Once. Literally once. The room was the size of a bed. That's what happens in NYC.
Oh my God, I swear to God, I was just about to say, does this take place in New York City?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Incredible. What establishment? So I can just know to avoid sitting at any of the tables.
I'm going to leave it vague.
No, I'm just kidding, girl. Okay, so was the hotel room fun or did that kill it?
Oh, no, that was fun. What killed it was that later I found his Instagram and he had a girlfriend. She was pregnant, due any day. And like a month after that, he stole $20 from me because he said my register was short when I know for a fact it wasn't. And then a month after that, disappeared. Gone.
Oh. I need approximately 1 to 7 business minutes to gather my thoughts and process what the fuck just happened to us. Oh my God, why is every man in this episode so far on some hot shit, but then has a fucking girlfriend?
Yep.
Oh my God, and he was minutes away from having a child.
Minutes. I saw pictures of him holding the baby. So, I mean, and that wasn't long after. So she was ready to pop, I'm pretty sure.
Did you tell her after you found her?
No, I didn't. No. No, I was too scared. I was like, you know what? Whatever. She'll find out eventually. He'll fuck up in some other way.
Ooh. Wow. That is definite. And then he stole $20 from you.
Literally, I was out of work. I went shopping. Like, I was like, I got paid that day. My freaking, like, I don't know, it was like $7 per hour back then. But anyway, I was shopping and then they called me. They were like, oh, your register's short. Fabio wants you to come back. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way. And I looked him dead in his eyes and I was like, I know you're stealing from me. I'm going to give you these $20 so you can leave me the fuck alone. But
God, I love New York City. What a place.
What a place indeed.
So the second manager that you had sex with, not to just bounce from one D to another, but like, is this a happier story?
I don't know. I think I'm going to ask you that once I tell it.
Okay. And then is this at the same location with the next manager after this first one disappeared?
Not the same location. Same restaurant, different location.
Oh, okay. So it's a chain. Oh, grrr.
Yes, it's a chain restaurant. Yes.
Okay. So tell us about manager number dos.
So new manager, he was really weird. Like you're laughing in conversation with him, but also very concerned. That's the best way I can describe him. Like, I don't know.
Just like about what he was saying, how he acted, how he looked, like what?
All three, Chris. Literally all three.
Okay. So I'm envisioning like a character in Spy Kids, like one of the thumbs.
You know what? Yes. Yes. I love that. So at some point, I don't know how this happened, we started talking about the size of his penis.
Wait. Okay. Like, wait. No. I'm pause. How long have you been working at this new location with the thumb from Spy Kids?
Probably like a couple of weeks or months. It was so long ago.
So it was towards the beginning, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was not there long.
How does him talking about his penis even come up at work?
Well, listen, I don't remember. That's the thing. That's why I'm like, he was so weird.
Oh, I forgot that whole point that he just, yeah, he was weird. Okay, so he brings, was he hot? Like, were you attracted to him?
In some ways. He had like something, like his eyes were really light. They were like a very light blue. They were pretty. And he was like funny, like genuinely funny. And he had like a swagger about him. Do people even say that anymore?
I don't know, but I got what you meant, and that's what matters.
But yeah, I mean, yes and no to answer the question.
Okay.
Yes and no.
So one day he starts talking about his penis, saying what? Like, ooh, do you want to see how big it is?
No, he was saying the complete opposite. He was cracking up. He was saying, it's so small. It's tiny. He was cracking the fuck up, Chris. And
wait.
I was like, well, his dick must be so small.
Who is this king? Like, this sounds like an honest man.
One day the power went out and the cameras were down. And he told me it's the perfect day to hook up. So, yeah.
The electricity goes out, but sparks are flying between you two.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just fully him, by the way, turning off all the electricity to the building just so y'all can fuck.
Probably.
Okay, so it's dark, the power's out, and I'm assuming it's just you two at work.
I don't know. I think he told me that earlier in the day, and then I just stayed. And we were going to close anyway, so everybody else left. And then he was like, you know, let's go in the bathroom. And there was a bathroom by the front that everybody used, Chris. Everybody used that damn bathroom.
This is why I don't poop in public. Because I don't know what people have done in this bathroom, and I'm not taking the fucking risk.
This is true.
Sorry. Thank you for helping my case with public bathrooms. It's so scary. Okay, so y'all fuck in the bathroom, to make a long story very short.
No, we didn't. I laid on the floor because I didn't know what else to do.
Chris, I'm about to get so fucking mad right now. I swear to fucking God, you did not lay on the fucking public bathroom floor.
I was 18. I was a dumbass. No. I'm telling you.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I didn't willingly lay on the floor of a bathroom. Like, I more so blacked out and threw up and rolled around the bathroom. But, like, I'm still horrified at that. You laid on the fucking public bathroom floor at a fast food chain to get fucked.
Yep, I still can't believe it.
Oh my God, the germaphobe in me is like actually having a stroke right now. Wait, but you didn't fuck. So you're, what? Wait, okay, I'll let you just continue.
So he whips it out. And when I tell you that I looked at it and I was like, this is a health concern at how big it is. And he was like, you ready? And I was like, sure.
So, so when you say how big it is,
it was huge.
Okay, not, wait. I'm genuinely kind of stunned, like almost speechless at a man lying about the size of his penis, but it's actually way bigger than he described. I'm speechless.
I'm telling you, he was weird. I'm telling you, he was so freaking weird.
I feel like I'm in fucking ninth grade geometry again. Like nothing is adding up. I mean, I don't know what the fuck just happened. Was it, like, thick? Or was it long? Was it thick and long? Like,
both. Thick and long.
Oh my God, he really was the thumb from Spy Kids. In every regard.
Yep.
Oh my God.
He saw that I was, like, tearing up, and he, like, immediately stopped, and then we just left.
You were tearing up or tearing up?
Tearing, like, my eyes were tearing up.
Oh, okay, thank God. I was like, oh my God, not on the bathroom floor.
Oh, that would have been, that would have been really bad. An infection, oh God.
Okay, so...
Anyway.
You try fucking, he's got a barrel, and you just pack it back up and then leave?
Yes. And he was like, it's okay, no worries, we can try again another time. And then the other time, he, like, tried to get me and my friend, who was also my coworker, with his friend who was his co-manager or something. And they were like, oh, we're going to go party. We ended up at a freaking motel.
And I mean, let's not stop there. I'm so gagged that he has like a fucking sex ring he's calling his employees.
There you go. Exactly.
Is this happening at every fast food joint? Because, like, do I need to start working at a fast food joint? Like, why are you making this sound, like, fun and hot?
Am I? I feel like it was insane.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I'm on Prozac and Wellbutrin, so, like, I have no sex drive. So, like, the idea of having sex, even on the floor of a public bathroom, sounds amazing.
Listen.
Yeah, maybe I'm over-fantasizing because Big Pharma's got me down. And it's got him down also. So you guys end up at a motel and then have a foursome?
They were like, oh, we're going to have a party. We're going to have fun and whatever. And then they start like making out with us in separate beds. And I look over at my coworker like, what?
Did you even like this coworker?
Yeah, she was cool.
Oh, okay. Can you imagine if it was like the fucking coworker you hated?
Oh my God. There was one. She literally told me one day, I just don't like you. Just randomly told me that.
You know what? She's honest. And it's never fun to hear, but now you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Wow.
But yeah, so that day I was like, I told him I'm not doing this in front of my coworker. And I looked at my friend and I was like, you ready to go? And we got up and we left them high and dry.
Do you think they f***ed each other?
Well, I hope so. Maybe they resolved their desire to f*** someone that night.
Wow. That was truly a wild workplace story. I mean, wow.
That was my fast food career.
You retired after that one. You left the motel and put in your 2 weeks.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Wow. Chris, this has been an absolute pleasure. Not for the manager stuck in the motel room with no one to fuck, but, you know, it was for me. I love you. You are everything.
I love you too.
I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Have a great rest of your evening.
Love you, bitch. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Why? First of all, why is everything so sexual this episode? And then second of all I've taken away from this episode is that men lie and nothing really great is happening in a motel. And not that I needed these two stories to sort of know that, but oh my God, guys. I don't know why I'm turning into a major freak during this episode, but like, was there any part of that that was sounding hot? Like it was giving 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, like, it wasn't the same story. I hear that loud and clear, but, like, just, like, I know you want it. Like, oh, my God. I mean, it probably wasn't that glamorous considering that, you know, she was on the floor of a public bathroom at a fast food restaurant in New York City. But just, like, still, like, ooh, the rush of it all. I think that's, like, what gets me so excited about these stories. It's something that I have never lived and will never live, probably, which, you know, I can't tell if it's for the better or worse, but it is what it is. Anyways, I'm rambling. We have our next caller.
Hello.
Hello. Now, the producer said your name is Mrs. Diva. Is this she?
This is she. Hello.
Period. Oh, I can't wait for this one. I feel like we are about to get Chris vs. the People gold. What fun work story do you have for us?
So I originally submitted about this little thing I did after my work party, but it's honestly so funny because last night I got trashed with my coworkers and it's just like so corporate America. Like, I'm telling you, we left the place. Also, this guy, he recommended a $20 glass of wine, knowing we were fully drunk, and we got four of them. You're talking to me $80 on a Tuesday? Crazy.
And this is your coworker who recommended this?
No. Me and my coworker were at a wine bar, And the waiter was like, oh, no, you should really try this one. We didn't know which one he said. So we were like,
Oh, okay.
It's $20. Wait, yeah, $9 wine glass. 20? The fuck?
Was that at least on the company card or no?
No, unfortunately, I'm a woman in corporate America, so I do not get the company card.
Oof, that is heavy.
I know.
To be a woman in corporate America.
It's kind of fine. You just bat your eyelashes, ignore what they say half the time, and just shit talk to men with all the other women. So it works out.
Not to be Cynthia Erivo, but I did not know that that was happening in corporate America.
If you find the right company, there's a little bit of benefit at the end. Like, you know what? I came into work today. They give complimentary Funyuns. So I had a little Funyun while I'm hungover. It's delightful. It's very soul-sucking. But, oh, and then we also went to Cheesecake today as well. So there's also that. Like, it's fun.
Okay. I mean, wait, what is the story you're calling in about?
I know it's not even that. I'm so sorry. So basically, one of the things that is really nice about corporate America is that, like, everyone likes to drink a lot. And so they also, like, sometimes do, like, events that, like, mainly are around drinking. And so every year we have this, like, celebration of, like, us as a company and, like, doing well and da-da-da. It's just, like, a company party, whatever. And there's, like, always an open bar and, like, ton of food, like, tons of food. This one party I actually left with, like, 4 pounds of shrimp. It was so much. But this is...
I have to ask because I would be absolutely remiss. What were these shrimps stored in?
I mean, they were cooked.
Please say your purse.
No. I like asked the person there. I was like, do you have a to-go container? It was like a buffet. And these shrimp were so big.
I was hoping you put them like in your pockets or in your purse or something. But listen, the important thing is you left with 4 pounds of shrimp.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
I squeeze them for every dime I can.
You crushed the evening. I mean, you networked like nobody fucking could.
That's what I was saying. And so for this one, though, so it happens like in March, which March is a tough month. It's like weather-wise. So I decided to not bring a jacket to this event because I was like, outfit is cute. I don't want a jacket. It's going to be like annoying. Also, I'll get drunk and warm up, it'll be fine. But then, I don't know, I just wasn't like feeling it as much. I did what I had to do. I didn't want to go to the second location because I was getting drunk. Like, I had a mission. It's an open bar.
Oh, girl, you don't need to justify anything, okay? This is a safe space. I have blacked out and thrown up at many an open bar. I've literally thrown up on a bar. I took a shot of tequila and spit it right back up into the cup and all over the bar.
Oh,
yep.
No.
100%.
The gag reflex, like, I'm so sorry. That's awful.
No, it's okay. It's part of who I am, and I'm just moving forward with my life.
You're braver from it, honestly.
I am. I'm a bigger person because of it.
You wouldn't be here today, honestly, if not.
No, I think I would be. I think that almost made me not be here, but we're getting off track here. I'm not the one on trial, babe. You are. So you get absolutely fit chased by this open bar.
Yes. And like, I am also like very much an Irish goodbyer. Like, I don't want to do the whole thing of like, no stay, no. Look, if I'm going, I'm going.
No. And especially when you're drunk, it's like, honey, I've got a good buzz going. I'm not ruining it to say goodbye. You can text me if I matter to you.
Exactly. I'm like, half you have my like, find me on location. Like, you can see me. It's fine. But so I end up leaving, and I live in a city, and it's, like, pretty walkable and whatnot, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm just walking home, like, whatever. It's obviously fucking freezing outside, because it's March, and it, like, you know, it was warm in the morning, freezing at night. So, like, the buses and the trains don't always come on time, of course, so I'm standing there on the corner for, like, so long. I am just a straight shot down from my house. I just have, like, you know, 15 blocks to go. And like, that's so much.
Well, and you didn't bring a jacket.
I didn't bring a jacket. No, literally, I had this like little like fur, like cardigan. It was doing nothing. And I was in a dress and like just my little flats. Like I was in such a dire state.
And also you had 4 pounds of shrimp in tow.
Literally, I was like, need my shrimp up to get home safe. But so like bus is not coming. And like, I'm looking at Uber and I'm just like, I can like envision myself walking this. Like I've done it before. Like it feels so soft to call an Uber right now. Like I'm not going to do that. But then I'm like, wow, there's all these cars going down the road. And if someone was just like nice enough, they could just take me. And so like, I really just got an invasive thought of like, what if I just like put my thumb out? And so that's exactly what I did. And like genuinely, I had my thumb out like they do with like in hitchhiking movies and whatnot for like 45 seconds. And someone just pulls over and he's like, hey. I'm like, hey. And I don't really remember too much because obviously he drove, but he seemed really nice. Like there was just something like something energetic that I was like, this just like feels like the right decision to do right now. Cause like, also if I keep walking, someone could like murder me there. Like my odds are not good either way.
No, you honestly are so right. I'm in awe of you. I mean, social anxiety fucking hates to see you coming.
I know. And so me and this king, like, we're like dabbing the whole time, just like talking, da, da, da. But I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm not going to have this man drop me off right in front of my house. So, of course, like, I'm like, oh, no, like, here's fine. And then, like, I guess we exchanged numbers because in the morning, he texts me and he's like, you beautiful lady, like, thank you so much for coming. And I hope you have like such a nice night. I immediately said thank you and then blocked him. And yeah, so that's like my hitchhiking story.
And that is women in corporate America, period.
No, literally. And so I saved a dime, didn't pay for anything that night, got my drinks free, transportation free.
The next like couple dinners free.
No, I have a boyfriend, so...
No, I meant you brought home 4 pounds of shrimp.
No, to be honest, that shrimp sat in my freezer for so long. Like, it kind of became like a chore where I was like, I don't know what to do with the shrimp. And so, honestly, it kind of just got freezer burnt in my freezer, truthfully.
I just fucking snorted laughing. You really are Mrs. Diva. Like, I don't know who you are, but like, I want to know. Like, I need you to be a recurring character on this show. Holy shit.
I have so many stories I would love to share anytime.
I mean, this has just been an absolute delight.
Oh, I'm so happy. And I can't wait to hear it. It was so nice talking to you. You have like always such a good perspective. Like some of these people talk and my response is like, what the fuck? And you're always like, oh, like maybe you could do this, like think about it this way, or like something sweet, like I don't know.
Oh my god, thank you. That is so fucking nice. You're gassing me up and I don't feel that I deserve it, but thank you. That's so kind of you to say, Mrs. Diva.
You're so welcome, Mr. Diva.
Oh my god, I have a feeling this is not going to be the last time that we talk, so I look forward to the next time.
Me too. I hope you have a lovely night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, smoochies, toodles. Bye-bye.
Smoochies and toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Guys, that was the absolute most perfect fucking phone call to end on. This episode, while it was brief, was action-packed, and I just loved it. I hope you guys did too. If you did, be sure to leave a 5-star review and a nice little comment about how great this show is. It helps us out a ton. But also be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And again, you can be watching this on YouTube. Just search Chris vs. the People and there we are, baby. If you are watching on our YouTube channel, be sure to leave a comment about your craziest work story. And if I don't see you on the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon, I will see you next week for 420. Oh my God, guys, I'm so excited for this episode. The next episode. Also, love this one, but 420 next week. Bitch, you fucking better. Okay, I love you guys. If I don't see you on the after show, I'll see you next week. Bye.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.